Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Grant Aviation's new plane officially took flight on Monday to help get residents to and from the city of Anchorage. The airline recently purchased two new planes, both of which are Cessna 208BEX Grand Caravans. The company announced on Friday, March 1st, that they purchased the additional planes to provide the ability to increase flights between Kenai and Anchorage. The first plane was in service on March 4th. The second plane will arrive sometime soon. Grant Aviation has decided to increase its operations mainly in response to Raven Alaska deciding to leave the Kenai Municipal Airport back in October of 2023. This announcement comes following Raven laying off 130 employees, with 22 of the individuals who were laid off being pilots. According to Jessica Kaplan, a representative of the Raven branch of the Labor Union Airlines Pilot Association International, the company employed more than 400 people before the layoffs. She calls the layoffs shocking and disappointing. According to Alaska Public Media, Chaplin wrote, "Even more surprising, management has not mentioned the layoffs in any communications with us." Her web posts were initially public, but are now password protected for union members. Grant Aviation did have some intention of increasing their fleet when Raven Alaska first left the Kenai Municipal Airport. Grant Aviation Vice President Dan Snezek said due to Raven leaving, the airline needed to increase their flights to make up the difference.
So historically, we've always dedicated two aircraft to the Anchorage Kenai flight service. And with the announcement of Raven pulling out, we did analysis of the total traffic, annual traffic, and monthly traffic historically on the Anchorage Kenai line, and determined very quickly that we would need another two aircraft in order to provide that same amount of capacity that has been historically needed. And we did not have the capacity in our fleet to be able to add those two aircraft right away, so we had to go out and buy two aircraft in order to do that.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The Saldana AST are warning residents of the Kenai Peninsula that there's a new scam going around, and it involves scammers impersonating troopers. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A recent phone scam that has been making its way across the state has found its way to the Kenai Peninsula, and the Alaska State Troopers are now warning locals to beware of suspicious phone calls from anyone claiming to be with Alaska law enforcement and seeking sensitive information. A dispatch posted on Monday says Alaska State Troopers began taking several calls from persons claiming to be the AK State Police. During these calls, individuals were asked for financial information as well as other private personal information. According to the Alaska State Troopers, the fraudulent callers reported claims had been made against the individuals and that troopers were coming to their houses. Even more disturbing is that complainants reported their caller ID showed the Alaska State Troopers dispatch number.
We've gotten several calls of it today already, and if it goes like it usually does, it's probably going to be quite a few calls going out there today.
That was Captain Mike Zweifel, State Troopers A Detachment Commander. The dispatch posted by the Department of Public Safety states the Alaska State Troopers will not and do not call persons asking for financial or personal information to settle or address claims of pending cases. We advise people to exercise caution and to be vigilant in protecting their personal information. Captain Zweifel provided some intelligence that troopers had been able to gather thus far regarding the individuals originating the scam calls.
The callers so far have had a heavy foreign accent, and they are requesting financial and other private information.
Troopers are asking that anyone who receives one of these suspicious calls address any questions, concerns, or reports to the Alaska State Troopers. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.